You're in your living room, or is this your studio? Or it's both.
This is my, yes, both my bedroom and my studio.
We see you're a part of your drums, electronic drums.
Yes. Yep, I got my drums and my keys right over here. So
You're
yeah,
a drummer.
it's a small workspace, but I am a drummer. Yep, that's my main instrument.
How long are you drumming?
So I have been drumming for 22 years. I started when I
Wow.
was 9. And I've been playing ever since.
Okay, and you teach yourself?
No, so I took private lessons for probably like 15 years, where I studied like classical percussion, I studied jazz, I studied like rock and funk, and I also played like the mallets, like the marimba and the xylophone and the glockenspiel.
A
Oh.
German word.
Yeah, that's we use German words quite a bit in percussion. So a lot of the
Is it?
music uses German words.
Okay. There's no English word for Glockenspiel.
We call it the bells, but I mean that's kind of confusing because bells, normally they ring like that. So a lot of times we'll call it just the Glock or Glockenspiel.
But you studied music.
Yep, so I studied music in college, but then I decided that I didn't want to do music for my career, so I transferred to a different major. I started studying like digital media with an emphasis on audio engineering. So that's where I learned to like mix and master and record and stuff like that. So it was nice having, I still minored in music because I had taken enough courses to do that. But then, yeah, my major was the technical side of music. So I think they go really well together,
Okay.
and I utilize them both for making music. But I don't do anything with it for my job.
Yeah. It's, I think it's difficult to get a job in the music business or you can could be a teacher or something like this.
Yeah, for sure. I did a
But
little bit of
not
teaching after I
everybody.
graduated.
It's not for everyone teaching, maybe. Some people. I wouldn't be a teacher, I think. It's nothing for me. So you have to be the type of person for this, I think. Or,
Yeah, for sure. That's a it's a difficult thing to try to impart wisdom in a way that somebody can understand and utilize.
then music stays your hobby.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if I ever would want to do it as like a full-time career. Yeah, that's something that I've never really wanted. I don't think I would enjoy touring too much. But I don't know. Maybe I should try it. We'll see. Maybe I could take a year off of work and do something like that. It might be an interesting thing.
I think from time to time you need some break from music or every day creating music or that's then it's too much, I think. Oh, your cat. Is
Exactly.
it your cat? I saw
Yes,
your cat,
my
maybe.
cat. Yeah,
You have
she's
one
in the
cat?
window.
Ah.
Actually, I have three. Yeah.
Three.
So I live with my sister, and yep, she has two cats, and then I have one.
But you're
So it's a full house.
the music girl in your flat, or is your sister also in music?
No, she's not very musical. I think I got all of the music talent in my family. I stole it all. They both did band through high school.
Cheers.
But, oh, cheers. I had my very first beer in Germany.
Okay, you have been in Germany already. Okay.
I've actually visited four times.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully going for time number five soon after the pandemic.
And when did you start with making your own songs?
Yeah, so I started in like 2008, 2009. I had a friend who had gotten into making electronic music, and I decided I wanted to learn as well. So he was kind of able to, I mean, give me copies of all of the programs. He taught me the basics. So I started doing some stuff back then. That was when I was in college. And then I stopped for like 10 years. I didn't make anything. I don't know. I kind of had like a creative block, for years and years and years. And it wasn't until my friend passed away, the friend who had like taught me everything, that I finally felt the urge to get the program up and running again and dust off my keyboard and get going again. So yeah,
Which
it's
program?
been about a year and a half since I started up again, and I've really enjoyed it this time. Yeah, I use Ableton.
When you started, also.
Yep, I've been using Ableton the entire time.
Ah, okay.
And I don't think I'll ever change. I had to get Pro Tools for college, so I did learn Pro Tools as well. But I'm not a big fan of that, and my computer does not run Pro Tools very well.
I'm using FL Studio. So,
You have never.
and now after the break, when did you start again?
2019, the end of 2019. So it's been like a year and a half since I've returned.
And did something change, or what did you think? Why did you start again with music? What was the reason then?
The reason was that my friend passed away, and he before he died, we had some unfinished songs, so I decided as a way to kind of memorialize him that I was going to work on those songs. And then so I was working on them, and they were, it was kind of emotionally really hard. So I started writing some more, happier music that I could also work on. And so now I'm basically just focusing on writing my own music right now. And eventually I'll go back and finish the songs that we worked on. But it was nice working on those songs while I was grieving. But now it's kind of difficult to pull them up again, just because it takes me back to
It's emotion, really.
kind of a darker spot. Yeah, it really is. But I do know eventually I'll finish them. I've finished a couple, but yeah, I'll just wait for life to inspire me again. That's kind of how I feel about music. I don't try to push anything. I kind of just let the inspiration come. And if it's not coming, then I don't really push it.
Yeah. But before the break, you worked together on songs, and now you're on your own.
Yep.
The different workflow, maybe.
Yeah, completely different. But it's been fun, kind of finding my own sound, because our sound together was a lot different than what I'm making now. So.
You're experimenting a lot with sounds now. Or if I hear your songs, much happening, much sounds everywhere, and
lots of synthesizers, and I feel like every song that I make is so different than the song that I made previous. So it's hard for me to determine what type of genre I'm in, but maybe I don't need to determine that. Maybe I can just kind of be all over the place, because I mean I'm only making music for myself, and if other people want to listen, of course I love that, and it's amazing, but ultimately I create for me, so I don't mind it being all over the place.
On some songs there are vocals. That's your vocals?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is my least favorite thing about the recording process. I don't like singing, and I don't really like editing my vocals. So I have a lot of unreleased songs that are just waiting for me to do the vocals, and I just don't want to.
Yeah, me, it's a little bit the same. The creating of the song, that's fun, but when it gets to the vocals, I'd say, tomorrow, another day, of writing lyrics, do it fast, write something on what comes to my mind, and so
when I write lyrics, I do the same thing. I'll just write whatever comes into my mind and kind of end up making it work one way or another. So yeah, I don't try very hard or focus very hard on my lyrics.
Yeah. Collaborate with a female singer. We wrote on two or three songs. It was also a totally different work. You have to arrange with each other and see in which direction the song goes, and have two opinions about songs and have to go and put them in one direction. So, but you have to find time when you work together and have to make appointments and such things, and this is more and more difficult.
Yeah, I've only collaborated with two people, and one experience was really bad, and the other one was really good. So I'm hesitant to collaborate, but I would like to, because I feel like that's a really good way to learn, because like you said, it's two different opinions kind of having to come together to go in a singular direction. And whenever I've done creative writing or anything like that, it's always been so beneficial to have that other voice kind of pushing my boundaries, or pushing my the direction of the piece in a different way. But I also, it's also difficult, because if you're creating a song, you have a specific way that you want it to go, and having somebody else kind of push against that can be difficult. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting process, but I think there is a lot to learn from the collaboration. But like you said, then you have to be scheduling, you have to find times to work with each other. It turns into a bureaucracy almost. You're just doing so much work behind the scenes just to be able to make the music.
I had a collaboration before. We said I have some songs, instrumentals, and was searching for a singer who puts lyrics on it and sing to the song. And in the end, it was a collaboration, and she did 50% of the writing of the song, and so everything changed a little bit in this process. And but in the end, it were nice songs. Maybe the mixing could be a little bit better. I'm improving on that. I have to go a long way on mixing and mastering. You can learn for years.
Yeah, I can definitely improve as well. And I think when I was first making music, I never wanted to release anything because I thought, well, my mixing and mastering isn't good enough, so I'm just not going to release it. So when I came back to music, I decided, you know, I need that, I need feedback. I can't just get better by hiding my music. I need to like put it out there. I know it's not going to be the best, but I will get people who can teach me some like tips and tricks along the way. And I've definitely noticed an increase in my mixing ability since I've started doing that. But it does make it difficult to go back to older songs and listen and go, oh, I could do so much better now.
Yeah, many musicians have this problem. They think they should not publish their songs because the quality is not, the level is not high enough for of this production or something like that. And then they say, yeah, I will do it if it's better. But in the end, it stays on the computer and they never release it. And so I decided to do it the best I can. And then I publish it, and let's see. And I try to improve, and from song to song, I hope it gets better with the production. I'm sad about it that I didn't start earlier with making music, but
But at least you
I
started,
hope,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I have the same feelings. You know, I wish that I would have continued making music. I wish I never stopped. I mean, different life things were happening around that time that I stopped, but sometimes I think how much better I would be if I didn't stop. But I mean, that's not really a productive way of thinking. So I can just focus on the now and just get better and better.
When you're releasing songs on Spotify, I think it's good if you put out new mu music regularly. They say you should release one song a month. So that is good for the algorithm. But okay. So I decided to release also my old songs I only had on SoundCloud. I now scheduled every month I put a song on Spotify, and also decided to
Cool.
release some songs which have not such a good mixing, but I call them demo versions then. So, or early versions from a song which I released, earlier stage of it. Sometimes the song changes the direction from version to version. So if you hear after 2 or 3 years an old song and hear version 1, version 2, version 3, and it's interesting how this song changed. You didn't remember that there are so many versions of this song.
Yeah, it. I love listening to artists who like release their demo versions because I think it's so interesting to hear how the song has changed. And it's nice to try to kind of analyze or figure out the differences and why they went that creative way or you know. So I think that's awesome that you're doing that, releasing
If I have a favorite song, I would like to hear a live version of it. And some people want to hear the song played live exactly like on the album. And I'm happy if they don't play it exactly like on the album and play a different guitar solo or something like that of my favorite song. So I have different versions and I like this more.
I agree. I like that too. It gives more dimension to the song.
Yeah, and sometimes you heard the original version 1,000 times, and so you want to hear a different one with a little bit difference in it, or.
And I think with live performances, there's just it just captures a type of energy. That I think is really intriguing and enticing.
Did you play live?
I played in a band early on, so like 2008, 2009. So we performed live a little bit, but I haven't performed live since. And then since I started making music during the pandemic, there haven't been any shows or anything, but I think eventually I would like to perform at least once live just to get that experience.
Yeah, you have one video on your YouTube page I saw. This was a very special one. Super Mario Bros. Drum set. What was this?
Yeah,
This was
so
a
that
live
was, I put
performance.
it was a live performance. So I guess I do perform live with like bands like wind bands or like classical bands. So, with like a conductor and trumpets and everything. So I do perform like classical percussion with them, and that concert was a video game concert, so it was really fun. I got to play drum set on quite a few songs. So I thought it would be fun to video myself and do like a point of view video of that.